you heard today, pursuant to Senate Rule 2910D, we will likely be meeting briefly tomorrow on another bill. But I just want to take a moment. You're not presenting.
I can if you want.
Okay.
We get out of here.
Well, he's on his way. But I just want to take a moment to say how much of a pleasure it's been serving with all of you on this committee. And I want to give a very special thanks to the staff, both Republican side and majority side. Really an exceptional group of people we have working for this committee. It's not an easy committee, as everyone on this committee knows. They are constantly faced with difficult challenges, and I think they've just done an exceptional job of helping to manage and mitigate and negotiate many very difficult things. And I think we've gotten several very significant things done this year, including finally landing several major deals relating to special education finance and charter schools, et cetera. So,
we love you too,
okay. So let's start with Senator Dodd, who's here. So I just want to, thank you to the staff. I really, really mean that a great deal. It's been a great pleasure working with you. We have a quorum. So, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Here.
Allen here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk here. Galgiani.
Here.
Galgiani here. Leyva. McGuire. Pan.
Here.
Pan here. Vidak.
So, we do have a quorum, just barely. All right, great. So, Senator Dodd, you may proceed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and committee members. Today I'm presenting SB 577, which establishes the California Community College Teacher Credentialing Partnership Pilot Program. Leaving the Senate, this bill would have authorized community college districts to offer teacher credentialing programs. Assembly amendments retain the purpose of the bill, but create a structure where community colleges can implement collaborations with institutions of higher education that offer teacher credentialing programs. With these amendments, our community college campuses can help meet the growing need for teacher training and credentialing, especially in the underserved rural and urban communities that would benefit most from face-to-face instruction. This measure experiences bipartisan support and has no known opposition. I ask for your eye vote.
Let's see if the unknown opposition makes itself known today. But we'll start with your witness.
No kidding.
Thank you, Chair and members. Mark McDonald, McCallum Group, on behalf of the Kern Yuba and Foothill De Anza Community College Districts, in support of the bill. I think the analysis does an excellent job of laying out the teacher need. This bill and the amendments come from a hearing, a joint hearing between the Assembly Higher Education and Budget Sub 2 committees, where it was clear that there was not support to have community colleges offer the credential, but that the members of the committees were looking at ways that community colleges could have more robust partnerships with institutions that offer credentials. And so that's what this does. Again, we'd urge your support, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other folks want to voice their support for the bill? Anyone wants to raise concerns, opposition, issues? Please, somebody, just to...
No.
All right. So the bill's been moved. So let's, any questions from the committee? Any thoughts, questions? Okay, bill's been moved. Senator, you may close.
Well, the Assembly was nowhere near as kind to me as this committee was, and the wonderful, innovative staff. I think this is a good step forward, and I think it's a good opportunity to demonstrate that this can be an effective way to credential teachers, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. It's been moved by Senator. Oh, did you want to? Yes, sir? Okay. Senator Pan has moved the bill. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, SB 577. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Leyva? McGuire? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Okay, so that has enough votes to get out, but we'll hold the roll open for the other members to add on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Yep. Really? Okay.
I mean, I just got a text from him. Meet me at Dawson.
That's funny. And the roll for SB 577. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, SB 577. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in with the chair voting aye, vice chair voting aye, 4-0. Galgiani, or I'm sorry, Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Vidak.
Thank you, members. Thank you so much. That's a 6-0 vote. It's my understanding that Senator Vidak will not be coming back, so we will close the roll, and the assembly amendments are concurred in. They'll be sent to the floor, and I appreciate everybody. We're going to adjourn this hearing and probably come back tomorrow.